Throughout the galaxy, there are countless horrors who could prove to be the downfall of the Imperium of Man, ranging from the brutish orcs to the venerable Necrons or the monstrous Tyranids. These vile enemies necessitated the creation of a group who could act as a shield against the Xenos forces. And so the Imperial Inquisition has formed an elite task force of veteran Marines who have been drawn from each chapter to stand vigil against the abhorrent alien forces. And these Astartes are known as the Death Watch. During the chaos of the 32nd millennia, mankind was endangered by an orc war of such an unprecedented scale that even Holy Terror itself was threatened by an all-out invasion. This conflict, known as the War of the Beast, was overcome thanks to the ultimate sacrifice of the Imperial Fists Legion. But during the struggle, the chapter master known as Courland first drafted up the concept of using small, specialized kill teams to eliminate key strategic positions of the orcs. These squads were the first inception of the organization, who would later become the Death Watch. And even in this first iteration, they were handpicked to be the most skilled warriors in combating the terrible green menace of the orcs. The rationale behind recruiting an Astartes to the Death Watch can vary from chapter to chapter. Typically, when the call for recruitment arrives upon a chapter's homeworld, then the Astartes will want to uplift their own image in the eyes of the Imperium, and so they will select one of their veteran forces to join the long vigil. Only the most talented and experienced warriors of a chapter are chosen to join the sacred ranks of the Death Watch, and it is a great honor for those to be hand-picked to serve the Imperium in this manner. With that being said, however, some chapters will see an internment within the Death Watch as being something of a punishment, used to force the individual to atone for their prior transgressions. Their stay will be an opportunity for the individual to redeem themselves in the eyes of the Emperor, and if they are able to fulfill their duties and endure their stay with the Death Watch, then this will be seen as their redemption, and the Battle Brother will be welcomed back into the chapter with open arms. Once a Marine has joined, his brothers are aware of the fact that the missions and tasks given to the Death Watch are some of the most dangerous and perilous to be found throughout the galaxy. As such, there is a grim understanding that they may never see the departed Marine again. So they will always hold a most respectful farewell ceremony to see the Astartes off. In all likelihoods, the Marine is expected to die as a martyr whilst fighting the alien threats of the galaxy. And so, his armor will be painted jet black in recognition of this possible fate. The right shoulder pauldron is left bare and unpainted to display their original chapter allegiances, whilst the left shoulder is adorned with the silver insignia of the Death Watch. These elite Xenos hunting forces are stationed on mysterious watch fortresses, which orbit abandoned worlds throughout the Imperium. And it is from these posts that they are ready to respond to any alien incursions. Smaller watch stations are also dotted around areas where a significant Xeno presence is expected. And their duty is to feed information back to the fortresses, allowing the commanders to make a judgment on how to best respond. Due to the dire nature of our alien foes, if a station unexpectedly stops reporting on a threat, then the fortress must assume that they have been overrun, and a kill team will be immediately dispatched to cull whatever foul forces have fallen on their brothers. The Death Watch Marines will not fight in squads akin to the Codex Astartes and will instead form small, specialized operational task forces which have been hand-picked to best oppose the specific alien threat they find themselves facing. This allows the unit to be highly flexible and adaptive, being able to adjust their war gear and troop composition to respond best to the Xenas that oppose them. The librariums and archives found within the Watch Fortresses will contain a true wealth of knowledge, but primarily, they will retain records of the Imperium's comprehensive studies on every Xenos species to be found throughout the galaxy. Each agent of the Death Watch will be incredibly well-read on these ancient tomes, and so they will be well-versed in the best methods and techniques for countering the strengths and exploiting the weaknesses of any alien threat who they are sent to contain. Members of the Death Watch have access to the finest war gear of the Imperium, and it is almost always highly customized and fine-tuned to best serve the needs of these Imperial agents. Custom bolt rounds will be produced to target specific Xenos, whether they be filled with potent chitin melting acids, volatile promethium cartridges, or charged plasma. This ammo allows them to best purge the enemies of man. Having this incredibly broad range of equipment available to them, as well as from having such a strong base of knowledge regarding the aliens of the galaxy, makes the Death Watch a truly formidable force to be deployed upon a battlefield. There are no restrictions on what an agent of the Death Watch brings to war. He may choose the arms and armor best suited to him, as long as he can prove that they allow him to be most effective in the field. Whether this means that a former White Scar may wish to enter battle on the back of a roaring bike, or a former Raven Guard may seek to soar through the skies on a jump pack, the Death Watch cares not, as long as he brings the Emperor's justice to their foes. As the militant arm of the Ordo Xenos, a Death Watch team will often be led by an Inquisitor who will guide and lead these elite troops to enact the will of the Emperor and to purge the Xenos threats. With that being said, due to the puritanical and often fanatical nature of an Inquisitor, they will often pursue their own goals with little regard for the danger that it may bring to civilians or the world they find themselves on. This can spark a conflict between the Inquisitor and with any Marines who originated from chapters which are more caring for the lives of Imperial citizens, such as the Space Wolves or the Salamanders. This can lead to rather icy relations between the Inquisitor and his Astartes retinue, and so some moral compromises must be met while serving in this group. Despite these rather grating problems, each member of the Death Watch will speak with the full authority of the Inquisition, allowing them to leverage this immense level of power and authority to best achieve their goals. Aside from purifying the galaxy of Xenos threats, the Death Watch is sometimes tasked with securing pieces of alien technology for study. Whilst some may see this as heretical, if the Inquisition sees fit to integrate an alien artifact into their armory, then their will must be followed without question. These recovery expeditions have led to the discovery of a unique phase weapon on a Necron tomb world, which was successfully reverse-engineered to produce potent phase swords for the Imperium's Kalidus assassins. Despite these successful integrations, the members of the Death Watch may feel that their masterful skill set in combating the alien menaces of the galaxy is wasted on simple missions of retrieval. They would question why they are being sent in place of a Mechanicus Explorator fleet to chase a rumor of a technological artifact, since it means that they cannot respond to the uncountable reports of Xenos attacks popping up across the galaxy. Marines who are picked to join the Death Watch must acknowledge that they have become a part of a new brotherhood away from their own, and as such, it may be best for them to relinquish their old traditions for the betterment of the new kill team. Some members, however, may seek to prove the might and honor of their home chapter, or they may rekindle rivalries with other members of opposing chapters. This attitude often pervades some members during their entire stay with the Death Watch, but for those who can put aside their differences and build a bond with their new battle brothers, then they often find themselves staying within the Death Watch for the rest of their days as true veterans. Death Watch members may be relieved of duty, where they will return to their original chapter at the discretion of the Inquisition, but during their stay, they will encounter the true horrors of the galaxy, and these will be revealed to them in the grisliest of ways. The Death Watch can only be as strong as the brotherhood between its members, and the vindication they bring to the Xenos enemies of the Imperium must be swift, brutal, and unrelenting. As Imperial citizens, we must give thanks to the Inquisition and to the will of the Emperor for providing us with the shield of the Death Watch, whose long vigil keeps us safe from the horrors in the dark.